worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55, beginning at verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely he shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. All of Isaiah chapter 55. Lord, thank you for the wonderful privilege we have of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day. Thank you for the truth that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Thank you, Father, for all those that are part of our listening family, those and all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place, the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God in you. Do we trust? Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare, from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson, our producer, is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you can equip us and that you give us everything that we need. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would give us a great zeal to bear fruit in your kingdom. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that in your scriptures it says that one plants another waters, but the growth belongs to you. So Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking that this word would be planted deep in our hearts, that we'd spend time watering our relationship with you, and that you'd bring forth a lot of heavenly fruit from this. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing to remind you, please pray much for our first fundraising banquet for our pregnancy ministry, the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center, a ministry that's serving women and their babies in the Mississippi Delta. The date is Tuesday, August the 26th. Please pray for the Lord to mightily anoint the event, prosper spiritually and financially. Your prayers are very much appreciated. And if you'd like more information about the ministry, the website is deltapchc.org. Again, that's deltapchc.org. Your prayers for the Lord to mightily anoint the ministry and the outreach of the ministry, as well as our fundraising banquet, are greatly appreciated. Again, August 26th is that date in Greenwood, Mississippi. Will be held at North Greenwood Baptist Church. Thanks for your prayers. I want to take time now to share an article, as we often do, a resource, a discipleship article. The article is entitled, Keep Your Focus on Jesus. Again, the title, Keep Your Focus on Jesus. What has your attention? What are you looking at? What's occupying the quote-unquote stage of your mind? What do you spend time thinking about, mulling over, reading, researching, and giving consideration to? Is it what's in the news, the headlines, the matters that news commentators are discussing? Are these the issues and matters that consume your time and attention? Cell phones, laptops, iPads, and video games will transport people into their own private worlds very often. People are therefore often oblivious to, or at least highly distracted from, the immediate world that they're in physically at the moment, scrolling along. Topics, issues, events, tragedies, and celebrities often grab and hold the attention of many in our culture, our world, and even in the church. Electronic devices, gadgets, and the desire to get the latest version too often seems to command and quote-unquote control much of our time, our lives, and our attention. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, we find an interesting story in the life of Jesus about a distracted individual. He's visiting in the home of Martha and Mary. As many would expect, Martha's busy carrying out the responsibilities that a hostess was expected to do for guests, probably cooking, cleaning, and the like. However, her sister, Mary, is sitting down at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, simply listening at his feet. Who's distracted, Martha or Mary? The Word of God gives the answer to that very plainly. It says in verse 40, but Martha was distracted. To be distracted is to have your mind and attention pulled away from the more important thing or things. The scripture in this passage lets us know that Mary is acting more wisely than Martha. Mary is commended, not Martha. Mary is acting wisely as she makes it her priority to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. But Martha was distracted. In other words, Martha's mind and thinking were not focused on the more important thing in this situation, which was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, learning from him, and simply spending time with him. A simple yet profound truth found in this humble yet powerful story is this. Spending time with God and seeking his wisdom is to be one of the high priorities in the life of a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Once we're saved, our most important goal in life is to faithfully and diligently run after God. Well, just how do we do that? You run after God by sitting at his feet every day. We sit at the feet of Jesus by living a lifestyle of spending time reading and meditating on the Word of God, by spending time, significant time in prayer daily, and by obeying what we read and receive from him. Knowing and following him is living a lifestyle of faith. And we're told in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Why don't we seek to be wise like Mary? Why don't we make it a goal to have a lifestyle of sitting at the feet of Jesus every day? Let's run after him by sitting at his feet, listening, learning, and growing and following him. If we're not careful, we can allow the world to set our agenda and our priorities as we listen to what the world decides are the headlines of our times. If we focus and concentrate on what the world is focused on, we can miss God's voice, we can miss his priorities, and we can miss God's agenda. We can be living distracted lives and not even realize it. As we live at the feet of Jesus, as we live at the feet of Jesus, we will not live a distracted life. We will not live a life full of wasting time reading and learning about men who want to be women and people who want to change colors or what celebrities are wearing at a given event, etc. Instead, at Jesus' feet, he can teach us what's important and what is not. He can teach us what is true and what is false. There, he can teach us what's right and what is wrong. Seek to develop a spiritual habit that helps you to focus on God. Make more and more, set those kinds of habits. Make them a part of your daily life. Read 3 chapters in the Word of God every day. Pray every day. Pray the Lord's Prayer. Pray the 10 Commandments daily. Pray about the important issues in life. Pray about the important issues in the world. Obey what you learn from the Word of God. Spiritual habits help you to keep your focus on Christ and the will of the Lord. Watch out for weapons of mass distraction. They seem to be everywhere. Learn to focus your time, energy, and concern on what is important. Spend time every day running after the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't waste your time. Remember, wasted time is wasted life. Sit at the feet of Jesus and let him set your agenda for your day and for your life, rather than allow the world to do it. Again, the title of that article is Keep Your Focus on Jesus. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net to get a copy of this article or any of the articles that we share here on the broadcast. Father, thank you again for your word. Thank you for the opportunity we have daily of getting into your word. Father, do a perfect work in the heart of every listener. Anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to make spending time reading and meditating on your word and walking in its wisdom a high priority in our lives, the priority you would have us to make it. Help us to know, Lord, that we live in a world where there are many, many, many distractions all around us, things that will grab our attention and pull our attention and our time away. Help us, Lord, to make your word the high priority you would have us to make it. Help us to not get distracted by so many things in the world. And help us to know, as we spend time with you one-on-one in your word, that many important things happen in our heart and our lives. We're molded to become more and more like Christ. We grow in our understanding of the things of God and the things of your kingdom. More and more, we're empowered by your Holy Spirit to be about the work you've called us to. Help us to know, Lord, that, again, it's so important that we allow your word and your spirit to set our agenda, not the world. Help us, Lord, to avoid living a distracted life by helping us to stay rooted in your word and rooted in prayer each and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, if you don't already have the habit of reading 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is a great day to start that very productive habit. And parents, having your children to read 3 chapters aloud to you daily is so wise and such a blessed habit for them as well. Hope you'll consider starting that today as well. We'll be right back. Music of Planet Shakers with Heaven on Earth. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 50, beginning at verse 1. The Mighty One, God the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me. I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving, and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. But to the wicked God says, what right have you to declare my statutes, or take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction, and cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him, and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you. But I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Psalm 52. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction. Like a sharp razor working deceitfully, you love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking. Righteousness, lying rather than speaking righteousness. Selah. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. Psalm 53. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Every one of them has turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon God? There they are in great fear, where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you. You have put them to shame because God has despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When God brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. cut them off in your truth. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen its desire upon my enemies. Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they bring me down, for they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go, around it, on its walls. Iniquity and trouble are also in the midst of it. Destruction is in its midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from its streets. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me. Then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me. Then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my companion and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng. Let death seize them. Let them go down alive into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them. Even he who abides from of old, Selah, because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God. He has put forth his hands against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil. Yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in you. End of Psalm 55. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. We'll be right back.
Slain, holy, holy.
The music of Phillips, Craig, and Dean with Revelation Song. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, beginning at verse 11. Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen up among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region. Then the disciples of John reported to him concerning all these things. And John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to Jesus, saying, Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? When the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, 'Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?'" And that very hour, he cured many of infirmities, afflictions, and evil spirits, and to many blind he gave sight. Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." When the messengers of John had departed, he began to speak to the multitudes concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments. Indeed, those who are gorgeously appareled and live in luxury are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is said, this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' For I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." And when all the people heard him, even the tax collectors justified God, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. And the Lord said, "To what then shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not weep.' For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is justified by all her children." Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now, when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." So he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Luke chapter 8. Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then his disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Verses 1 through 10, Luke chapter 8. Father, thank you again for the privilege and the honor and the blessing that's ours as we open your word and spend time reading and meditating and thinking on it. Thank you for every person that's a part of our listening family, and thank you for all those that we've lifted up in prayer. Thank you for us, Lord, as the church, And thank you for us, Lord, as a nation. Lord, help us this day to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for every believer that's a part of our listening family today. And thank you for those we've lifted up in prayer. Thank you for each and every one of our prayer lives, Lord. Bless each and every one of our prayer lives and this broadcast as well. Bless each and every one of us indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. Lord, set us on fire with the spirit of prayer. More and more empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be. And help us to grow in our understanding of the critically important place prayer needs to have and occupy in the life of every single believer. Lord, more and more prosper our prayer time and our ability to pray. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, if you're wanting to get a copy of the article that we shared earlier, again, the title of the article, Keep Your Focus on Jesus, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, today is a wonderful day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to commit or recommit your heart to the Lord, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us right now and be saved and or recommit your heart to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, today I fully recommit my heart, my life, and my all to you. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ or recommitted your heart to the Lord, we'd like to hear from you. Let me remind you once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us and allow us to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and grow into a vibrant relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now that you've gotten saved, please get in touch again at email joseph@afr.net. And again, if you'd like to get a copy of the article we shared earlier entitled Keep Your Focus on Jesus, same email, joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.